Rockefellers vs. Vanderbilts, The 100-Year Wealth Experiment, by Ryan Richardson, Lightstrats. Same era, comparable wealth. Rockefellers structured it. Vanderbilts distributed it. Two families started the same race. One family is still running it. The other couldn't afford the family reunion. The Rockefellers and Vanderbilts built comparable fortunes in the same era of American history. Cornelius Vanderbilt died in 1877 worth roughly $100 million, equal to around $2.5 billion today. John D. Rockefeller built Standard Oil into the largest fortune America had ever seen. By every measure, these families were in the same league. One century later, the Rockefellers are still compounding wealth across six generations. The Vanderbilts, who gathered for a reunion at Vanderbilt University in 1973, could not find a single millionaire among them. Same era. Comparable starting wealth. Completely different outcomes. The difference was never the money. It was the structure. Why most family fortunes don't survive three generations. The old saying is shirt sleeves to shirt sleeves in three generations. It's not cynical, it's data. The same failure mode applies to family wealth broadly. Most wealth transfers fail because the structure was never built to compound. It was built to distribute. The moment distribution starts, compounding stops. A large number becomes a smaller number, becomes nothing. The Vanderbilts spent. Cornelius Jr. built mansions on Fifth Avenue in Rhode Island. The grandchildren inherited a lifestyle, not a system. Nobody was managing the machine because there was no machine to manage. The Rockefellers understood something different. They weren't just building wealth. They were building infrastructure, trusts, family offices, governance structures, and a banking philosophy that kept dollars inside the family engine before sending them anywhere else. Here's what matters. Wealth doesn't disappear because heirs are irresponsible. It disappears because no one built a container for it. The Rockefeller Family Banking System. John D. Rockefeller Jr. famously used whole life insurance as a core financial tool. The Rockefeller family treated their life insurance and trust structures the way a bank treats its vault. Money flowed through the family system first, then out into investments. This is what we now call a family banking system, and it's the foundation of Legacy Light. The mechanics are straightforward. You create a store of liquidity inside a properly structured policy. When capital needs to move, whether toward real estate, a business deal, or the next generation, it moves through the system. The dollars never stop compounding because they never leave. You borrow against the policy value, deploy the capital, and the original sum keeps earning inside the policy the entire time. That's not a trick. That's how the Rockefellers turned a single generation of wealth into a six-generation institution. The Vanderbilts sent the dollar out the door. The Rockefellers kept it working while it was gone. What properly structured actually means. This is where people get confused and where most family banking attempts fail before they start. Not every life insurance policy works as a family bank. The 95% problem is real. Most policies are built to maximize the death benefit, which is good for the agent's commission and terrible for cash value. A policy built that way cannot work as a capital warehouse. It becomes a dead dollar sitting in a product that can't do the job. Properly structured means max funded, minimum death benefit. You buy as little death benefit as the IRS will allow, then you pack every premium dollar into cash value. That's where the compounding lies. The Rockefeller model worked because the structure was right. The Vanderbilt model failed because there was no model at all. In a modern context, the shift from Nelson Nash's whole life infinite banking concept to an IUL-based approach matters. In traditional IBC, you borrow at roughly 5% while your cash value earns around 3%. That's negative arbitrage. BankLight uses indexed universal life, where you're historically earning 6 to 8% while borrowing at 4 to 5%. The participating loan turns into an asset, not just a tool. That's the version that actually compounds the way the Rockefellers needed it to. What the receipts say? Here's the side-by-side reality. Factor Vanderbilt approach Rockefeller approach wealth structure distributed to heirs held in trusts and family banking systems capital flow out of the family through the family first generational continuity gone by generation 3 still active in generation 6 plus compounding stopped at death continued across generations 1973 family reunion no millionaires found family wealth still intact to replicate the Rockefeller outcome in a modern structure. Use a properly structured IUL policy, max funded, minimum death benefit. Work with a carrier with demonstrated rate integrity over time, not just a flashy cap today. Set up a dynasty trust with an institutional successor trustee. Build governance rules so heirs learn the system, not just the money. Route capital through the family system before sending it into outside investments. Frequently asked questions. What did the Rockefellers do differently with their wealth? The Rockefellers built infrastructure around their wealth, trusts, family offices, and a banking philosophy that kept money compounding inside the family system before distributing it. That structure kept wealth intact across 6+ generations. The Vanderbilts distributed without structure, and the fortune was gone within 3 generations. Is infinite banking the same thing the Rockefellers used? The concept is similar, but the tools have evolved. The Rockefellers used whole life insurance and family trusts. Modern family banking systems like BankLite use indexed universal life, which offers better arbitrage on the participating loan. You're historically earning 6 to 8% on your cash value while borrowing at 4 to 5%, so the loan turns into an asset rather than a cost. Is infinite banking legit or just an insurance sales pitch? The concept is legitimate. The execution is where it breaks down. At least 95% of IULs on the market are not structured correctly. A policy built for death benefit instead of cash value won't work as a family bank. The agent who designs it matters as much as the product itself. What is the difference between IBC and IUL for generational wealth? Nelson Nash's infinite banking concept uses whole life insurance, where the loan arbitrage is typically negative. IUL-based systems like BankLite use indexed universal life, where the cash value can historically earn more than the loan costs. Over decades and generations, that positive spread changes the compounding math significantly. How do I know if my current policy is structured correctly? Look at the death benefit to premium ratio. If your policy was built around target premium rather than maximum funding with minimum death benefit, it's likely structured for commission, not cash value. A properly structured policy keeps the death benefit as low as the IRS allows and directs every dollar possible into cash value. The Rockefeller experiment is still running. Yours can be too, if you build the right container first. Book a strategy call, and we'll show you what a modern family banking structure looks like with your numbers. This has been a LightStrats article, narrated. To talk through how any of this applies to your own money, book a strategy call at LightStrats.com.